pessoa que vai pro espírito da Pai, lá tem, lá tem aquele que vai pegar o espírito da Pai, you know, remember, in other countries, the elections can be brutal, very violent, you know, to the extent that you just don't believe that it's human beings who are just competing to ensure that there's leadership for the society, because that's the bottom line. So, at least as for that, we really need to commend, one another. Today we meeting in the midst of the budget voting period, which is a very crucial period for one side, but it's also in terms of our internal interests as Parliament, it's very destabilizing because it messes up our program. If you remember the program that we circulated that has been adopted, today we're supposed to be handling a very crucial and an exciting item, that of the post-red issue. That is, how do we then address the distribution of electricity together with municipalities? SALCA was supposed to have been here, whoever, and the department. It was just going to be SALCA and the department, and we'll then address that. But of course, it was just going to be the first step of a very, very massive, complex project. But now, we have to play around now and juggle around it. But I'm sure you'll all agree, we'll have to, the sooner we start with that, the better. Because as I say, even from my side, I know it's just a complex and a long, protracted process. So, you know, as long as we start it in time so that we can then articulate what other subsequent steps we need to take. However, that be the case, there's also another procedural requirement by Parliament, I'm sure both houses, that for the strategic plan of the department as well as the budget vote, we just need to formally, endorse such document. Hence, today we have this report. I trust and hope the Secretary had circulated it and people had a look at it. And I will allow people to make input. And fortunately, with the entry of Honorable Ross, we even courage now to adopt it, hopefully. I think the key areas is just the background at the beginning and the overview of the department. But what is interesting, unfortunately, the Honorable Committee Secretary's computer doesn't know how to number pages, but he doesn't know how to number pages, so we'll have to make sure that he gets a better, an upgraded software. Just to look at the key strategic objectives and priorities of the department, that is from Section 6, could be an area of interest. We're clear on that, as well as the recommendations, and with whatever inputs that we make today, we then can endorse the report, and immediately after endorsement, it will go straight into the ATC. Then we'll have done this job for now. But obviously, I must be quick to preempt anyone that we'll not just submit a report. I hope from time to time we'll use this report as a reference document in our work down the line. Members, I'm quiet now. Inputs are welcome. Yes.
This is going to be a long-term document, because still that we anticipate achieving the financial year. As the document says, from this year to 2015, and it will only be changing every another year this year, this financial year. We might have considered that even if we adopt this one now, when the need arises with new other items, especially sub items under six, come into the play, amendments will then be made accordingly to add those particular ones. And if other projects or programs get completed, they will be deleted accordingly. I think that is the understanding that we are addressing a working process. It is a strategic plan which is as unfolding, subject to new items and subject to subtraction of those completed processes. If I understand the whole thing.
Work in progress, Honorable Slough.
Yes.
Unfortunately, no page, no, what is it? No numbering. But Section 8, and if I understand you correctly, you are underpinning Section 8 and Section 9. Because if you look at what we have said here, in Section 8, we're making observations. And I'm actually provoking you, Honorable Members, that from Section 8 up to Section 9, that's why I was saying this is our tool. You don't just adopt this today and put it aside. You've got to keep it, maybe, as part of your file we use as a green. I mean, there are a couple of things, if I can just take the opportunity, given that I'm sure we'll be concluded within time. Our research have picked up that there was an asymmetry between the strategic plan of the department and that what was captured in the budget by National Treasury. That's the ENE. What's the full name of the ENE? That I'm not. Yeah, that's big word. But it's just the budget as kept as articulated by the National Treasury. And I'm sure he'll monitor it such that it should be just a typographical error. It shouldn't be of a substantial difference, you know. The second area is what obviously will be seized with the 1 million solar water heaters. I mean, there are a couple of other things around universal access to electricity. Funding of vacancies. The President did make it really clear in State of Nation Address that, ladies and gentlemen, all departments must fill in funded vacancies. We can talk about necessary vacancies, but as for funded vacancies, I think we will have to just be seized with that. Nuclear safety, as we know, post Fukushima, as part of our second term program, we're going to Quebec. I think it's around June, and we definitely have to make sure that in terms of the 5 million jobs campaign, the department will have to help us as to what's their slice and contribution on that, even in the context of the new growth path. State-owned entities, I won't say much of that. I mean, our workshop, as well as the Strathland, but particularly our workshop, opened our eyes a bit on that. Then in terms of recommendations, there's quite a list of things. And as I say, you know, it's for us to join hands and make sure that not only should the department do those things, also we should do our part. There are a couple of things that we're raising there, and some of them are more internal, pointing at what we do expect from Parliament, that is from right up in our authorities, you know, especially things like picking up information from constituencies so that you can integrate them as ways and means of corroborating what we are doing. Also, and strengthening collaboration with other parliamentary committees, as it has been done. Committee secretary, not parliamentary committees, parliamentary committees, as well as SALGA, not SLGE. Another area, I'm just running to a few, over a few things, is our need to look at international matters. I'm sure one way or another, when I interact with the Speaker's office, that issue will be raised, because even if we do not have a slot on engaging on international issues, right now we are bombarded with invitations, and also we come across with a lot of international activities on energy, you know, more and more intensively, unavoidably. They are getting more intense. Worse that COP17 is around the corner, you know, needless to say much about that. And I think also the second bullet point in recommendations, I'm sure Mr. Gwebu, the liquid fuel charter should be separated from the IPPs. Pretty soon, I'm sure we'll be getting our bills to process them as fast as possible. And I trust, amongst other things, that what we'll look into is our role in energy saving initiatives. I don't know, hopefully, maybe we shouldn't even wait for ESCOM to come and make presentations. We should just, through my office, check with them what's happening to the 49 million campaign, 49M campaign. Remember, we were invited when the Deputy President launched it in Joburg. And I've always been keen to see whether it's a brochure or anything smaller than that, but I don't see. I mean, even I don't drive much in Cape Town. Even in Joburg, I've just seen one billboard in Braamfontein, and that's all. And fortunately, there's someone from the department. I hope Datema Senior has noted that, you know, because already we are raising it that Parliament must be, you know, amongst the topmost champions on energy saving, you know, not only for COP17, not only for you know, for us internally as a matter of resocializing ourselves, but also to, you know, to play, you know, as a model, I mean, to be part of the model on energy saving. Anyway, honourable members, I was just, you know, rambling and rattling on a few issues that, you know, are highlighted in recommendations. But just as a way of, as I say, re-emphasizing and underpinning the fact that adopting this report doesn't mean that it's done and it goes in. We have to keep on referring to it and checking all the things that we've raised here. Are they done? I mean, it's, as compared to bills, it's fine, it's unavoidable. Bills will always be brought in, but there are things that we should be really alert on, that we keep on checking and ensuring that come each term, we make them part of the program. Yes, Honorable Freddy.
You wanted to comment on that?
Yes.
Okay, the first point then, and the third bullet point, I think the committee noted that the proposed 92% connectivity by 2040 will result in 8% of the settlement not being connected to the national grid. I think I should quickly clarify the third bullet point on under 8.
Section 8, yeah.
It's not about being connected to the national grid, because 92% will have access to electricity. In fact, some of that won't be grid connected. A lot of that will be off-grid, so that will be renewable energy and stuff like that. So I think just to clarify that, it's not about saying that everyone must be connected to the national grid, it's just that we are concerned about everyone having access to electricity, might not be grid connected. It's just point of clarification.
So let's not say it in the houses. They just want to be connected.
Yeah.
Okay, so point taken.
The other one, just my own thing, in terms of observations, I mean, I don't know if we can say regarding nuclear safety, the committee would encourage the government to remain committed to nuclear energy. I mean, I certainly wouldn't add my voice to that. I mean, I think we can note that the government remains committed, but I think we need to use the word encourage from my point of view. The fourth bullet point, there is a need to revise the white paper on renewable energy. Well, the issue there is that the review on the white paper on renewable energy has in fact been done. It's been completed in October last year, but it hasn't been published. It hasn't been released by the department. So I think what we should be saying there is that the department needs to urgently release the review on the white paper on renewable energy. That is something that has to happen, and it hasn't happened yet. I think that when it comes to energy efficiency campaigns, I think that we need to note or recommend that the institutional arrangements around energy efficiency are currently not well enough aligned to achieve ambitious energy efficiency targets, and that we need to relook at our institutional arrangements. So, for instance, the only ones doing energy efficiency now is Eskom. And it's not enough in terms of reaching our particular targets. And CEF did have that energy efficiency agency, which is only staffed by two people. Clearly, we need to get the institutional arrangements right in terms of driving forward energy efficiency. I think that is something that we can note as a committee. It's certainly something that came up.
That's the first bullet point, isn't it? On energy efficiency.
Yeah, but I would say that the legislation is right, but also institutional arrangements. We need to reconsider the institutional arrangements around our energy efficiency campaign. I don't think Eskom should be the only entity part of pushing energy efficiency. I mean, that's my opinion on that.
Okay. Namzana Ross. Date Ross. You know, you're from Free State.
Most of these are training to London, most of London, but this 1.6.2, energy security, I think, you know, with all the different planning strategies and IRP2, etc., that's what I'm using. But ensuring energy security, the department will table the integrated energy planning strategy before cabinet during the first quarter of 2011.
Where will we repeat from?
6.2.
6.2. Okay.
Now, I just want to know this plan, does it include the IRP2, the sort of, does it give us an indication as to the different technologies that we're going to use to ensure that there's energy security? I can't remember the plan specific to the IETS. Can you give me some more information about that? If you want to remember it, please.
If you want me to.
I think what we need to, why don't we do this? I know we should be responding more comprehensively. Why don't we say then the department will table has tabled IRP 2010. Is that better? Because once you say integrated energy planning, you know.
No, but this is different, huh? This one is different.
Oh, energy.
Yeah, this is the energy. This one, if I can clarify that, essentially this one comes out of the 2008 Energy Act, which says that we need to develop a comprehensive integrated energy plan, which goes beyond electricity and looks at all energy sources, so it's liquid fuels as well. And what it's supposed to be is a blueprint for guiding all decisions around IRPs and things like that. It's supposed to be the blueprint for the next 20 years, including all energy sources, so liquid fuels, everything. I mean, essentially, we should have done the IAP before we did the IRP, but we haven't, and this is what they're working on now.
But also,
it's a different document to IRP.
The reverse situation, unfortunately, it has been done the other way now.
It should have been, yeah.
But also, even the wording there, it should say that the department should have tabled the IEP before cabinet during the first quarter. I think let's leave it like that, that the department should have tabled the IEP strategy before cabinet during the first quarter of 2011, and we leave it at that.
Can I just my follow-up question? What are we expecting in the closing of this strategy? Just for our own convenience, that somebody was asked, what would be the content?
The Energy Act does guide us on that. What other document? But I think it's mainly the Energy Act. There may be another document which I had looked at. Honorable Ross, I plead let's just have some patience, if, so that the department takes it through the cabinet, and as soon as possible it should be brought to for our attention. But as Mnumzana Freilinger has said, the IEP is a broader document. IRP is just supposed to be a component of it. So all I can say is that in your mind, create a picture of something far broader, than IRP, almost anything and everything that you can think of in terms of ensuring, sustained, affordable, accessible energy, in South Africa.
It also, we listed precisely the kinds of factors they need to look at. And so it goes broader than IRP. It looks at things such as job creation, industrial policy, all of those things, environmental issues, sustainability. So it's supposed to be the broad overview of the same guide.
Yes? Okay.
Just in terms of my question in regards to the technologies, the different technologies that you will use in the IRP2, that has been dealt with in the IRP2. The different technologies mixes that we will is to make sure that we have a holistic view in terms of what our energy mix is going to be. Has it been finalized in the IRP2?
For electricity.
For electricity.
Not for electricity. And that's been finalized.
Maybe bring to another question. Has the finalized RP 2010 been circulated to us? Because we've been dealing with, it's just a mere technical administrative issue. We've been dealing with IRP 2 as a document before it was finalized by the cabinet. So it would be helpful if the department could just help us with the final document.
I think, Chair, also, yesterday I went onto the website to see if I could find the final document. It probably is there somewhere, but it's certainly not immediately apparent. It's only the draft IRP that I could find on the website. So it's something that needs to be, maybe I'm just not looking in the right places, but it should be immediately, it should be like the headline banner on the website.
Yeah, no. The department is all ears, they'll fix it. The department is all ears, they'll fix it. Okay.
I'd just like to make a comment. We're going into this debate, and people, the members of the committee, and I haven't seen the IRP not in terms of the documents being given. And we have to debate that. The merits, the mixes, the technologies, whether we think nuclear will be on or nuclear will be sort of shelved or nuclear will have investigations regarding nuclear and all that. I think time has run faster for the election. I'm not blaming anybody. It's just unfair. lost field, but you know, sometimes you get lost.
Well,
you
need
yeah,
to come back from the veterinary. If you connect to the yesterday, I think that if you can, yeah.
I'm sure they can upload it. I mean, from a, just from a phone call.
Yeah, and just the last remark, you know, for us as a committee, I think just before we go into the debate, that we at least just know the percentages allocated to each and every community, that we all that we speak from the same
place. Because there were changes.
There were changes.
Yeah.
That's why the draft changed.
Yeah,
so
there were changes. Because I remember speaking about that. But remember, the energy mix, the percentages, you know, solar, wind, nuclear, coal, oil, biofuel and things, you know, there were changes. So it's very essential that we, you know, we get the final figure, but whoever comments on the correct figure. Yeah. Okay. Honourable members, then if that's the case, let's just go over again. I see you have no problem in what is there in the other sections until section 7. When it comes to section 8, we find the fact that on the issue of connectivity, we'll just say it's connectivity. The 8% will not be connected. That's it. Because the grid and non-grid issue is a very, very sensitive thing, you know. I remember also the department making it. And then in terms of nuclear safety, would it be fine we just say that the committee noted that the government remains committed to nuclear energy program? Just noted that. Also, in terms of recommendations, we will add the dimension of reconsideration of the need for reconsideration of institutional arrangements beyond ESCOM. That's a very good point. You know, can't load one institution, no matter how powerful, with such a massive national, task. Also, the second bullet point, I think it has to be structured, at least the bills, one side, the charter issue should be separated, but just a small administrative thing. The fourth bullet point, the emphasis is the need for the department to release the reviewed white paper. And then the second last bullet point is just a grammatical error. Yes?
There's one point too general, and I'm not sure we want to include it here. On the last page, second bullet. The Parliament should get more emphasis on sourcing information from constituencies through its members. And we're talking about the budget vote for energy. And this item, as far as I can read it, should apply to everybody. Unless we then make sure that it's focused on energy. But it's just too general.
Regarding energy issues, to its members regarding energy issues, or why don't you say the committee?
Last page.
It confines us to us. We can't be. Okay.
Just a move on back to 6.10.
Okay.
You rehabilitate what has been said. And that's around ours. How we rehabilitate. But when we look at the content of that area, it doesn't refer to rehabilitating all of it. Also, it has to new power stations to be able to do this, but getting into the place. So maybe the heading rehabilitation, that's not true. But if you go into the next page,
second paragraph there, the government of United Energy Security is a critical essential ingredient for economic development and job creation. To ensure security of electricity supply for the country, Eskom has invested more than $75 billion mainly on the new station. And then it goes further on to the next paragraph to say power stations and major power lines are being built on a massive scale to meet the electricity demand.
Okay. Can you give this last two paragraphs? Can you separate them as a separate section? And what term can we use?
If you want to include everything under one section, you either say energy infrastructure development or a build program, something like that.
Build program. Why don't you make it 7.11 as build program?
6.11.
I'm saying, why don't you have this last two paragraphs as 6.11 and give them a section as build program? Would that be fine? Going, gone.
Now we need the word infrastructure.
Yeah. Infrastructure rehabilitation is 6.10, right? And then the last two paragraphs above 7, the last two paragraphs above 7, we give them a new name. 6.11, build program. Then we take into account what we're saying, because we're separating them from 6.10, because they talk about the build program.
But what are we doing about this other one? This second paragraph. The Department of Transportation to develop and review the following legislation, amendment of this and that, and I'm not sure whether this also has to relate to the big problem with something on its own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Didn't we look at legislative issues earlier on? No, we didn't. So that one, yeah, it's legislative issue. That would be the actual 6.11. The other one is the 6.12. Fine?
Yeah. Yeah. I think 6.10 is possibly saying command there. I mean, it's more about distribution rehabilitation.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. There are municipalities more than infrastructure matters. That distribution
Okay, honorable members. I'm sure if you are agreeable on that, we would have done our job for now. Can I take it with the amendments and changes? We are fine with the document, it's formally endorsed.
Yes.
You can go to the ATC now.
Yes,
yes sir.
Just the last point of the just on the last page, about 7 points down. The Parliament needs to ensure that adequate funds for INEP are secured and made available. I think that we possibly need to put in there to achieve universal access.
Okay.
In the next, I think that was the point we were making, that we are.
Fine.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Now that we can include that, then we can really, really adopt the document.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Let's go and prepare our budget for Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, sorry. I'm so used to this just general endorsement. Formally, there should be someone moving.
Okay.
Honorable Mloto, seconded by Honorable Ross. Thank you very much. Bye, Dangi. The meeting is at 10. I'm laughing if you're meeting.
Okay. Later, come in.
Oh. Okay. Can you make the necessary changes and track them so that I can convert them to this? Then once I'm fine with them, then you can send it. I'm going to a preparatory meeting now. What's the time? Thank you. What's the time now?
Let me give you some back. It's time, man. You can have it.
It may be. Check it around.
Can
I bring it? I think you can check my around 12.
Is it? Okay, well, let me just
put it
back in the
pocket. Okay. Yeah. But in the cable, the power in the power cable.
The extension cord.
That's it. I can check the speaker box.
I think so.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, let's go.